in this Men's College World Series that we didn't really have any drama for a long time as far as close games and so forth. You know, every game decided by at least four runs until the first meeting between the Rebels and the Razorbacks, Mississippi and Arkansas. And that was a good one the other day that went right down to the wire with Arkansas up by a run, but the Mississippi with the bases loaded, two down in the ninth inning and so forth. Arkansas won that one, but Mississippi got revenge yesterday. 2-0 victory. Dave Van Horn has seen a lot of baseball in Omaha. I mean, he's making his ninth trip to Omaha as a head coach, seventh with the Razorbacks, and he called it one of the best pitching duels that he had ever seen in Omaha. He said the game lasted, what, 2 hours, 15 minutes? But it was good baseball, smart hitting, great pitching, good defense, good baseball. And Matt, I mean, Dylan DeLucia, I mean, it was the best pitching performance that maybe we've seen in years. I want to get your thoughts on that, the Mississippi ace. But also, Connor Nolan from Arkansas also threw a heck of a game. Ole Miss only had seven hits over eight innings. But Dylan DeLucia, he was just outstanding. Complete game shutout, seven strikeouts, only gave up four hits. This was some great pitching we saw yesterday.
How about the number zero, as in zero walks by either team, either pitching staff, and three guys threw. DeLucia went all nine, and Nolan went eight, and Evan Taylor threw the last inning for Arkansas. But fantastically pitched game, tremendously pitched game. DeLucia was just a little bit better, struck out seven, like we mentioned, didn't walk anybody, scattered four hits. Nolan was tremendous as well. Ole Miss was able to get to him a little bit, and you know all they needed was a couple of runs. So, Ole Miss, they had the setback against Arkansas the day before, but they made up for it yesterday by winning 2-0. And so an Ole Miss team that has really been on a kind of a ride, kind of a wave this year. You know, they started off really hot, I think, in one of the polls and maybe even gotten up to number one in the country. I think preseason they were like fourth or fifth, something like that, had gotten up to number one. Had to have been early in the year, and then you know lost some series. I want to say they got beat by their in-state rival, or they did. They their conference series in Mississippi State. Mississippi State beat them 2 out of 3, and then I think they came back and won a non-conference game a few days later. But anyway, I mean they've kind of been up and down a little bit this year. They kind of barely get into the tournament. We're the last team in according to the committee when they released the field. And don't look now, but they're playing Oklahoma, another team that Oklahoma had been a safe bet for the NCAA tournament for, I'd say, 2 or 3 weeks before the tournament got started. But still, this was an Oklahoma team that early in the year, maybe halfway through, we didn't know if they were going to be in the tournament the way, because they were 18-12 and still had some tough games left. So, DeLucia was just tremendous last night. Absolutely outstanding. I would caution Oklahoma fans, though, just because DeLucia went all nine last night, which means he will probably not pitch until Monday. I mean, he might be able to give him an inning or so on Sunday if the game was on the line and Mississippi was, three outs away
season
from winning.
On the line or whatever,
Maybe he could come in and throw in relief Sunday. I would be stunned if we see him Saturday. 2 days after throwing 113.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
I would say this, though. I was kind of doing some research on Ole Miss last night. DeLucia's tremendous, but they've got some other pitchers that can really throw it as well. This Hunter Elliott, who I think is going to start against Oklahoma tomorrow night, both he and John Gaddis, who in Omaha, they had kind of had this rotation of DeLucia, Elliott, Gaddis. Those guys are tough customers, and they're both left-handed pitchers, and I don't have the stats in front of me to prove it, Craig, But just watching this Oklahoma team throughout the year, it seems to me they've handled right-handed pitching better than left-handed pitching. And I think one of the reasons for that is because OU's best, their two best hitters are both right-handed, Treadaway and Graham. They're going to hit everything. But when they've gone against the left-handed pitching, with the exception of Crooks hitting all these home runs off these lefties like he's done in this tournament, some of the guys, some of the left-handed guys in this lineup haven't fared as well. So I think this has a potential to be a tremendous three-game series.
Well, and you're right about DeLucia. DeLucia wasn't even in the rotation over the first half of the season.
Right.
So that means they got a bunch of other guys, right? That I mean, if this guy wasn't in the rotation, well then
– correct.
They have a pretty deep staff. And you talked about the roller coaster, Matt. Like you said, they climbed to number one early in the season. Then they did have a bunch of injuries. They had a bunch of close losses. And all of a sudden, they're sitting there at one point with a 7-14 SEC conference record.
Right.
They were 7-14. In fact, they lose in the tournament. They only played one game in the conference tournament. They lose to Vandy 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bounced from the SEC tournament. And so then, like you said, so the 64-team bracket is announced, and they said many in the Ole Miss athletic department didn't even tune into the selection show because they assumed that their team wouldn't be in the field.
That reminds me of that reminds me of 2008 for Oklahoma. In 08, the Sooners went 8-17-1 in the Big 12, and when the Sooners lost their last game in the Big 12 tournament to Texas, I can remember Sonny Galloway saying, "Our journey ends here, and we'll look forward to next year." And then Monday, they find themselves in the tournament. So sometimes that happens. I've heard of
crazy.
That happening before. But no, this Ole Miss team is really good. Probably the player that will get the most attention, I would say, would be Tim Elko, who I think is their first baseman. He's hit 23 home runs, leads the team in slugging. This team, as a team, has hit 103 home runs. You know, doing that in 63 games, you can do the math. That's almost two home runs a game, more than one and a half a game. So this is a team that will hit the ball out of the ballpark. I'm looking at it right now, Craig. They've got five guys that are in double digits as far as home runs. I think Oklahoma only has two, Graham and Nicholas. This is not a team that will run a lot, unlike Oklahoma. So these teams go about their business offensively different ways, but they're both very effective. So the only thing I would say, Craig, say all that to say this. Don't be fooled by the fact that they were the last team in the NCAA tournament.
No, that's right.
Don't think they're some Cinderella.
If you're good enough to be ranked number one at some point,
yes,
you got some talent.
As a matter of fact, Craig, I was looking. I saw a list. Now, this list is, this is June 24th. This list was probably a couple of months old. But I saw a list of the top 150 college baseball players in terms of their draft prospects. It wasn't a mock draft because then you involve the high school kids and the junior college kids. But I saw a list of the top 150 draft prospects from college baseball. And I saw two Ole Miss kids on that list. One of them is Hayden Dunhurst, who's hitting 235. The other one was TJ McCants, who's hitting 231. So what I'm saying is some of these guys, you know, aren't
they have the talent to be on that list? Yeah,
right. They are a very talented team. So, as well as Oklahoma's been playing, you better go out and play well if you want to win this series.
Well, and you mentioned Tim Elko, and this is from Ryan McGee's piece on ESPN.
Right,
but he said during the preseason, way back in January, first baseman, team captain, Oxford, Mississippi folk hero, Tim Elko, all right, he's from Oxford.
Right.
He said, if we get to Omaha, we will be national champions. And then he doubled down on that prediction during the NCAA tournament, and his team, you know, has unexpectedly made it to Omaha. Now it's two wins away from making him look like Joe Namath.
I read that same thing last night.
Yeah.
So. We'll see. They're a talented team, though. Now, Arkansas is, too. The team they just beat is really good as well. That's why I thought Arkansas would beat them, and I was wrong about that. So this Ole Miss team is really good, and Oklahoma will have their hands full this weekend. I can't wait for it.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.